204 without breaking the line in there. 14 to the water spot.
Welcome to Leaving the Job, the premier financial podcast for firefighters. Hosted by Scott Osborne, a seasoned retirement coach at Patriot Wealth Planners and an esteemed 18-year Army veteran. This show responds to the unique challenges and opportunities that firefighters face in retirement planning. Each episode offers strategic advice, shares inspiring stories, and provides guidance to help you achieve a confident and secure retirement. Join us as we explore the path to a fulfilling retirement for those who've dedicated their lives to serving others. This is Leaving the Job with the Firefighters Advisor, Scott Osborne.
Welcome to another edition of Leaving the Job, the premier financial podcast for firefighters with the Firefighters Advisor, Scott Osborne from Patriot Wealth Planners. And today we're going to drop this podcast about the drop. We're going to talk about what the DROP is. The DROP, which is Deferred Retirement Option Planning or Program, however you want to use that term. But we're going to talk with Scott about that this week here on the show. What's going on, my friend? How are you?
Mark, I'm living the dream.
Yeah? Is it your dream or somebody else's?
Yeah, it's mine. I can only take accountability for myself. So.
Good. Very good. I like it.
Yes.
You doing all right?
Yeah. That's, you know, that living the dream phrase is it's a classic one. I think it's pretty common in the fire service too, but I know we would always joke about that with the military times in the Army and just be like, how you doing, man? Living the dream, you know, and you're like, knees hurt, back hurt, haven't slept
exactly.
Good days.
Yeah.
You know, just your way of smiling and carrying
that's
on.
That's right.
In the Army, though, I have to tell you, I do feel like I am. Family's good. Business is good. Clients are doing great.
That is the dream. Good. Yeah. So
it is.
Yeah. And I usually say stuff like, if I was any happier, there'd be two of me, right? So, you know, you never know, right? It's always something going on. Well, good. I'm glad you're feeling good. Glad things are going well. And, you know, hopefully for our listeners out there that are starting to pick up on the podcast, we're just getting this thing rolling, had a few episodes now. You know, the focus obviously is for, clearly right in the title, right, for our firefighters here in the nation. And so it's, I want to talk about this concept of the DROP. And I mentioned that, the Deferred Retirement Option Program or Planning, however you want to kind of phrase that. So let's talk about a couple of key points in that. So break that down for us a little bit.
Yeah. So the DROP, it's not in every single department and every single city, or every state, but a lot of states, you know, with larger metropolitan departments will do this DROP program. It's called different things in different states. Like I think out of New York, it's called the banked variable.
But DROP sounds so much cooler. I mean, you know,
it is. Yeah. Anytime we can get some sort of acronym, you know, for our
wait a minute, now military. You mean military likes acronym? Come on now.
So, but yeah. I mean, like the DROP is a lot more effective than the BV for sure. So
yeah.
But in essence, it's a little bit of like a retire, rehire kind of program. So when the person would go to retire, the state will start to put into a separate account, a tax deferred account, what their pension would be. And so their pension will go in and let's say they're going to get $4,000 a month. Instead of being retired and just getting your $4,000 a month pension, you stay on the books and they start to fund the separate account. And then the account gets some sort of fixed interest in it. And then it, you know, grows. And like for our guys here in Ohio, as an example, you can, if you leave the DROP before 5 years, you get the money, but you don't get the interest that was attached to it. So most guys, if they're doing the DROP, they'll do it at least 5 years. And then you have up until 8 years to do it. Again, it's state specific. That's what it is here in Ohio, but it's very, very similar across the country.
Gotcha.
And then at 8 years, you have to get out like, to the day you got to get out. And then you get basically that lump sum, which can be very, very lucrative. I mean, based off of your rank and the amount of hours you're putting in and time and service and all that jazz, you know, you got guys walking out of the DROP with, you know, 400 to 900,000 bucks. So, it's an incredibly lucrative benefit. You just got to make sure you got the desire to want to continue to work. And it's pretty hard when you start looking at, man, I'm going to get up, you know, basically a 60% pay raise the next 8 years while I'm making the most money I've ever made right before retirement. It's an easy decision for most of them. Probably like 80% of the firefighters we connect with do the DROP.
Gotcha. Well, so I had a couple little bullet point notes that I had just kind of made for myself, and I have you kind of explain some of these more detail. So fixed account. So is that what you're talking about there when you're kind of selecting this or getting this set up?
Yeah. So what I mean by fixed account is, I mean, this account is getting funded from, you know, the police and fire pension fund typically, and it's getting a fixed interest rate. Like, you can't decide to invest it how you want to invest it. It's just a guaranteed fixed amount they're putting in, and then they adjust the interest rate quarterly based off of interest rates. That is what it is. You can't manage it. You can't tell them how you want them to invest it. It's not like a deferred comp or anything, or a 401k. Mm-hmm. So you have no opinion in the matter. It's just gotcha. Cash plus interest. So okay. That's what I mean by fixed account.
Gotcha. All right. And what's the nature of this? Is it conservative, aggressive? What are we talking about?
Yeah, that's a good question, because it's really, I mean, it's as conservative as it gets. It's not going to go down in value, mm-hmm. Which a lot of, I mean, our firefighters are pretty conservative investors a lot of times.
I was going to say, that's what we're looking for, right?
Yeah. And I think, like, one of the things that I try to caution people when they're getting into the drop is, you know, you every month you're getting more and more conservative in terms of your allocation, in terms of my household investments, right? So if I have my deferred comp and I have it invested in, you know, a globally diversified equity stock-based portfolio that the firefighter's advisor helped you craft out, and it's beautiful. Well, you know, let's say you're getting ready to retire and you're not going to go in the drop. We need to get that equity portfolio a little bit more conservative, because you're going to start drawing income off of it. Well, what I see time and time again, and Mark, this costs these guys tens of thousands of dollars when they make this mistake.
Wow.
They get really conservative in their deferred comp.
Okay.
And they start missing out on the upside of the market. And then they kind of neglect to think that when I'm in this drop, you know, for 5 to 8 years, I'm going to get more and more and more conservative. So almost, not almost, 100% of the guys that we bring in that have the drop and they're transitioning into retirement, that drop money gets put out of that fixed account into the market. Not 100% of it in the market, but mm-hmm. 100% of them, you know, put more in the market, because when you start running the numbers, it's like, hey, you're at maybe 80%, maybe 90%. Some of the guys, if they're deferred comps all in stable value, because I'm quote getting, I'm doing air quotes right now, I'm getting close to retirement, so I want stable value.
Yeah.
And then they're not thinking that their drop is also like a stable value fund. Well, they come in and they're basically in 100% cash.
Mm, okay.
And if you're in 100% cash, that's not realistically for somebody who's 55 and has 20 to 30 years to invest and build income with inflation.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's not good enough. It's not what we recommend. That's really one of the biggest mistakes is they get too, if I'm going to go in the drop, you can run those numbers. I mean, the different states pension funds typically will provide you a drop calculator, and you can figure out what my drop's going to be at 5 years, at 8 years. And then we can kind of forecast what that allocation is going to look like over time. And almost always, because of what their deferred comp balance is, mm-hmm. you know, again, probably $200,000 to $500,000 plus that drop, almost always, when you retire, every firefighter, almost every single time, is going to be more conservative, meaning in more fixed assets,
right,
than they should be.
Gotcha.
And so really, we got to look at the household and then figure out, how do we make sure we keep that deferred comp invested, you know, for long-term growth? Because every month, I mean, even if you're 8 years out from retirement, most guys, I'm going to tell you, if you're going in the drop, we want that deferred comp. It sounds weird because you're getting quote unquote close to retirement. We want that 100%, you know, aggressive in the market, because you're going to build up this big bucket of fixed safe assets that aren't going to go down in value. So
I'm with you. All right. I mean, it's obviously this takes some required or some planning, right? Clearly. Right. So it takes some strategizing as well. And, you know, you're talking about, you know, managing these assets. So how is that managed? Is that something where that's what you're doing, right? You're providing that guidance on how to work this.
Yeah. I mean, it's really about getting one cohesive plan. So let me share an example.
Okay, please.
I have a guy named, he's an old badge number one guy named badge one is something they do, Mark, where you're like the most senior guy in the department. So
gotcha.
He just retired.
Okay. Kudos to
and
him.
So yeah, good for him. So he's, his wife's a little bit older. So she's over 59 and a half. He's under 59 and a half.
Okay.
And so this is like an example where, like, I call it the paycheck plan. Like, how are you going to pay yourself?
Mm-hmm.
So we got to look at, obviously, we're not going to pull assets out of an IRA under 59 and a half without a penalty. So
clearly, right.
Let's not pay a penalty, obviously. So we kind of map it out. And we say, all right, we look at the spousal assets and, you know, we're going to lean on her assets to be the first 4 years of the income plan. And then we look at his assets and say, okay, let's get that $700K out of the drop. Let's get that deferred comp money and get all that allocated for long-term growth and then let the market do what it does and compounding it over time. Mm. And so it's really about setting that strategy, which is definitely an individual exercise. Cannot and would not do a blanket recommendation here on the podcast, but I mean, you have to look at your individual scenario, how many assets we have, how many assets we're thinking, guaranteed to be wrong, but we're thinking let's get directionally correct on what it's going to look like in the next 5 to 10 years when I retire. So that way, when I get off the job, when my spouse retires, we know what account we're going to pull from. We know it's going to be allocated correctly, conservatively, and set up for income. And then we get all the other stuff set up for growth. And once we get that plan in place, I mean, especially you look at the market the last, you know, handful of years, even with two huge corrections and, you know, bear markets that we survived in 2020 and 2022, you know, the long-term growth postured investor still has done really, really well the last 5 years. And gotcha. So if you think about being on the sidelines over that time, you know, with 500 to $1 million, you cost yourself, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, we don't want to
because I didn't plan. So
right. And we definitely don't want to do that. So Look, if you got some questions about this, guys, make sure that you're reaching out to Scott and having a conversation with him. Go to callosborne.com. That's callosborne.com. Schedule a 15-minute chat and just get started on that conversation with Scott and get that rolling. Or reach out to him at 419-482-8051. Let's wrap it up, Scott, with biggest mistakes that you see and things to some potholes to look out for.
So the biggest one that I see is really they fall in love with that monthly interest that the drop is generating for them.
Okay.
And so it causes them to just stay in the drop. So even after they're retired, they can keep that drop account. And so I think the number one thing we see is, you know, they got, you know, $300,000 to $700,000 in this account, let's say. And they're, oh, it's nice because it's generating, you know, $1,800 a month of interest or whatever. So, I mean, if you're hovering at 2% to 4%, it's definitely better than the 0.01 you might get in your checking account. So I get that. But when you think about trying to set up a long-term plan for these assets, the opportunity cost of just leaving it all in one account, not having a plan, is incredible. You know, there's one other gentleman I talked to, you know, he's coming to an event we have coming up here in Ohio. And he said, hey, man, we need to get together because I'm living off my pension. My wife's still working and I'm complacent. Like, I know I need to get a plan and get all these assets moving. And so I think the biggest mistake is they just kind of get lazy with those assets because they're living off the pension or other income sources. And they just like procrastinate and say, hey, I'll deal with that later. Well, dealing with that later is costing you a lot of money. So that's probably the biggest mistake I see. And then the other one I already touched on a little bit, which is when they're getting into this retirement mindset and transitionary time frame, again, probably 5 to 8 years leading up to retirement, they just get too conservative with their non-drop assets. Instead of looking at what is the purpose of this money? What's the purpose of this account? And again, when I look at my spouse's retirement plan, my IRAs, my Roth IRA, my deferred comp, and I get all that, even all that in the market, and then I let this drop my safe bucket fill up over the next 5 to 8 years, you know, then you're much more accurately postured for long-term growth and short-term income versus kind of lazily walking into that time frame of, yeah, I saved the money and it was all in stable value. And, you know, at least I didn't lose it, but they're like, you know, losing out on the opportunity costs, which is huge, of that compound interest, even over the last 5 to 8 years of your retirement. It can come close to doubling sometimes based on the market's doing. Mm. It's incredible, even in the last decade of your career, how much you can move the needle from a wealth building standpoint. So,
all right, well, there you go.
You know, that's really where we got to get those guys and get them kind of get that strategy formulated, and then go hold them accountable to execute it. So we're not procrastinating and we're not costing ourselves a ton of money from lack of making a decision.
Gotcha. All right, folks. Well, again, if whatever it's called in a different state that you're in, but if you're talking about the drop, the deferred retirement option planning or program, and you need some help, you got some questions, again, reach out to Scott at 419-482-8051. 8051-419-482-8051, or get on his calendar at callosborne.com. That's callosborne.com. My friend, thanks for breaking it down, and I always appreciate your time. And hey, don't forget, folks, to subscribe to the podcast as well. You can find it on Apple, Spotify, YouTube platforms, all that good stuff. Just type in Leaving the Job, the premier financial podcast for firefighters with Scott Osborne. Thanks for breaking it down, brother.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Stay frosty out there.
I always appreciate you. We'll see you next time right here on the show with Scott Osborne. Again, Leaving the Job, the premier financial podcast for firefighters.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.